At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Pro Basketball Today, Episode 5. Today's date, November 24th. Let's get started with our starting lineup where the king has returned. LeBron James kicked off his 21st season in the NBA over the last week in two games versus the Utah Jazz. And the two games in which the Lakers both won, LeBron James played effective basketball. First game in a 140-126 win, had 11 points, 12 assists, 3 rebounds, and a steal. And then in game number 2 versus Utah, 8 of 18 from the floor, 17 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 steal. Both games playing in under 35 minutes. And I think when you look at LeBron, the first thing you're going to look at for me is the assists. Because of Luka, because of the ascension of Austin Reeves, and honestly, I don't know if it's a rebirth, but we'll get into more about DeAndre Ayton. I don't think LeBron has to go in now and get you, 25, 30 points a game to be effective. I think he could be more effective if he's getting you around, honestly, 17 to 20 points. But if he can give you 7-8 assists, rebounds, and leadership, that's what's going to be important. And if you really look at this Lakers team, a Lakers team has got off to a good start, losing Luka for a little bit, not having LeBron. The Lakers right now are sitting in second place in the Western Conference with a record of 12-4, tied with the Denver Nuggets, and the team has won 8 out of their last 10 games. So getting LeBron back in this fashion is what they need. The question is, can they get the perimeter scoring and shooting from the others, and can they get LeBron to stay healthy and keep that in that 28 to 32 minute mark at which J.J. Redick can save LeBron for the playoffs. But LeBron is back and looks really, really good in the way how J.J. Redick and the Lakers used him. Let's move on to the team on the other side of town that's not playing well, and that's the Clippers. But the Clippers did get good news as Kawhi Leonard has returned to the lineup. Kawhi Leonard, in 7 games this year, scoring about 24 points per game, 50% from the floor, 42.5% from 3, 5.3 rebounds, and 3.3 assists. And you got to remember, this is a team right now that has literally, they're decimated by injuries. Derrick Jones Jr. out for his foreseeable future, right? Bradley Beal out for the year. And we'll get to Chris Paul in a second, but this team is thoroughly underachieved. So they need Kawhi to step up and play the level of Kawhi Leonard. Now, we'll talk about James Harden, who had a great game over the weekend. But this Clippers team is sitting at 5-12, 2-8 in their last 10 games. And all of a sudden, the team that I was really high on is not playing well. How do they fix it? Well, Kawhi's got to be healthy. And he's got to play at a level that is of a top 10 player in the world, top 15 player in the world. Do I think Kawhi can do it? Absolutely. The question is, have they dug themselves too far of a hole? You got to think about the fact that at five and 12, if you just look at the sixth spot, which is Phoenix, they're 11-6. So they're already, 5 games out of the loss column in regards to just sixth place. Sure, they can make it up, but they got to start playing better. And that's going to start with Kawhi Leonard, who is back now from injury. Let's move on to a team struggling in the Eastern Conference. Another team that I was really high on, and that's the Memphis Grizzlies. And there's reports that came out last week that amid a 4-11 start, Hornets star LaMelo Ball has grown increasingly frustrated with the organization and is open to a trade. This is according to Kelly Eco of Yahoo Sports. Now, LaMelo Ball did deny all rumors that was going to take place, and he loves being in Charlotte. Here is the issue. I don't know if he has a choice. At 4-13, only the Nets, Pacers, and Wizards have worse records. They're four games away from 11th place in the long loss column and five out of 10th. Don't even try and get me with New York at the sixth spot because they're seven games out of the loss column. Charles Lee's in the second year, and I think Charles Lee's going to be a damn good coach. So who's getting moved? You're not moving Colin Knipple, who right now could be the rookie of the year if the season ended today. You're not moving Brandon Miller, because I think he's done a great job in regards to his ascension, and his contract is reasonable. So it comes down to Miles Bridges or LaMelo Ball gets moved if you want to kind of start this over. And it's probably going to be LaMelo, because LaMelo's a better player. LaMelo has better trade value. And also remember that Miles Bridges did get in trouble and has been suspended for the NBA for 30 games a couple of years ago in regards to a court case. So because of that, LaMelo could get moved. So whether LaMelo asked to be traded or has not, I don't think they have a choice. They have to move on from him at some point to restart this clock. Like I said, you're not firing Charles Lee. You're not trading Knipple or Brandon Miller. It's LaMelo or Bridges. I think it's going to be LaMelo. Look for fireworks to continue in Charlotte if they don't turn it around and turn it around quickly. Let's get to the injury front, because there's two big-time power forwards. You could argue maybe the two best power forwards in the NBA are both sidelined injury. Let's start with Paolo Banchero. Paolo's got a left groin strain. They don't know how long he's going to be out for. But when you look at Paolo Banchero this year so far, was getting you 21.7 points per game, 46.1% from the floor, 25% from three, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. Now, the shooting splits aren't there. And I think Orlando's kind of struggled a little bit to kind of start the season, but they're kind of gotten going, winning 7 out of the last 10. So they may take their time. Remember that ab injury last year, Apollo. Take your time. Really lean on Franz Wagner, who's been really, really good as of late. Lean on him to lead the defense. Obviously, Jalen Suggs is back. You have Desmond Bane. You have Wendell Carter Jr. Have those guys hold down the fort for a team in the Orlando Magic that right now sits in third place in the Southeast Division, 4 games behind in the loss column of the Miami Heat. Actually, 2 games. Let's get to Giannis, because I think Giannis is the bigger deal. Giannis has been playing really good basketball for this week, but he's out for 1 to 2 weeks with a low-grade left groin strain. He's got to be careful with these groins. Giannis, 31.2, 63% from the floor, 50% from three. Holy smokes. 11 rebounds, 6.8 assists. Think about this. 6.8 assists, and the season ended today, would be a career high. 62.9% from the floor, that's a career high. 50% from three. Oh, my God. He usually doesn't even shoot 30% from three. That's a career high. So Giannis is out, and they're going to have to hold the fort for me for a Bucks team that's not playing well right now. Milwaukee is now in fourth place in the division, 8-9, losers of their last 4 games. And right now they're sitting in 11th in the Eastern Conference. So they need to get him back and get him back quick. Last thing for the starting lineup. Chris Paul announced that he's going to retire at the end of the year after a decorated 21-year career. A Chris Paul that is a 12-time All-Star, 11-time All-NBA team member, has been an all-defensive player numerous times, 6 times led the league in steals, 5 times led the league in assists. Chris Paul is top 75 player of all time. And I will say this argument, and people may disagree with me. If you're asking me in this generation, if I'm taking Chris Paul or I'm taking James Harden to start my team, I am absolutely taking Chris Paul. This has been your starting lineup. After the commercial break, we'll get into Jalen Johnson and DeAndre Ayton, how they're playing, but also looking at the rise of the Raptors, and we'll take a look at the 3 worst teams in the East. We'll be back to talk about this in our future focus after this commercial break.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome back to Pro Basketball Today, Episode 5. And it's time to get into our future focus. And let's start our focus with the continued ascension of Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson had a fantastic season last year. To me, he's outdid himself this year. Jalen Johnson in 16 games shooting at 56.2% from the floor, 42% from three, getting you at 22.4 points, 9.6 rebounds and 7 assists per game. Just think about the 22.4 points per game would be a career high. 56% from the floor, career high. 41.2% from 3 would be a career high by 7 percentage points. The rebounding is right about where it was last year at 10. But the number they look at is the assists. Jalen Johnson is getting you 7 assists per game. And just to think about it, even last year, he got you 5. So what is happening? Well, Trae Young's out of the lineup, and Jalen Johnson, over his last, I think, 7 or 8 games, has gotten you at least 7 assists in those matchups, and he's got 11 assists in his last matchup, which took place last night versus the Hornets. So the ball is in his hands more. And even Dyson Daniels' usage rate dropped a little bit, but Jalen's been up since the injury. But if you look at what's going on in Atlanta, this is why this team is in second place in the Southeast Division. It's because of the sum of their parts. But no one's been better than Jalen Johnson. So to me, Jalen Johnson is playing himself, honestly, folks, into an all-star. Jalen Johnson is playing himself into possibly someone you talk about in the future as an all-NBA player and a cornerstone player. And I repeat what I said last week. If this team in Atlanta continues to win without Trae Young, I really think at some point you need to look on moving on from Trae and getting a lot in return, particularly if Jalen Johnson is giving you what he's giving you. Speaking of giving, I'm back. I am back. I am back on the DeAndre Ayton fan club. As anybody knows on Sports Grid, I was the president, founder, and the last member of the DA fan club. But DA's playing ball, and DA's playing really good ball. Now, I understand he got a left knee contusion, only played 12 minutes last night. But if you take a look at the rest of his games, this year, in 15 games, including only giving you 2 points and three rebounds against Utah last night. He's giving you 15.5, 8.4, 70% from the field, and a Shaquille O'Neal-esque 57% from the foul line. So we got to get the free throws up. I mean, there's no way around it. But folks, could Denominating be here again? I always thought that DeAndre Ayton was a guy that was capable of being an 18 and 10, 20 and 10 guy. Best season. Got to remember, folks, he had, let's say, I think 3 or 4 years in a row from 2018-19 to 22-23 where he averaged a double-double. So we're not talking about someone that doesn't have the talent. It's there. We just haven't seen it consistently enough. This was his last shot with the Lakers. And him, as not your top scoring threat, that's Luka. Not your number two scoring threat, that's probably Austin Reeves. Maybe even not your number three scoring threat, that's LeBron. But if DA can get you between 14 to 16 points and 10 rebounds a game, go ahead and tell me 10 centers that are better than him. I'll wait. Give me 10. I mean, there's the usual suspects. There's Bam. You know, there's the Joker. You know, talk about the impact that Mitchell Robinson has with the Knicks. You talk about Alperen Sengunovo. He's a power forward right now because of Steven Adams starting. But he ain't outside the top 10. So Denominating is Denominating. The key thing is he going to miss time with that left knee injury? Because he's been playing really good basketball. Speaking of playing great basketball, I mean, we the North, we are back. And they are playing fantastic basketball. Winners of 7 straight games, the Toronto Raptors. And really, at a record of 12-5, I think they're in second place in the Eastern Conference right now. And it's just, you got to just be happy with this team. I sat there and I told people, if they were healthy, I said this team was going to make the playoffs. You can't look at this team with B.I., with Scottie Barnes, with Jakob Poeltl, he has missed some time, with R.J. Barrett, with Emmanuel Quickley. You could not tell me that this team was going to not win. They had to be healthy. And that's the key thing. They have been healthy. So I think that is what has been really good about them. Is the fact that they're giving you what you think that you're going to get out of them. And they are the sum of their parts. Radakovic has done a really good job with this team. Can they stay where they are? Can they be the second best team in the Atlantic Division? I know they're ahead of New York, but I'm going to tell you right now. Philadelphia's got injury concerns with Embiid. Boston is not Boston. We don't even want to talk about the Nets. We'll talk about them in a second. But Toronto's the second best team. Means they should make the playoffs. Let's end this with this one. Look at these three teams in the East. Washington, Indiana, Brooklyn. What team has the brightest future? You have to say Indiana, right? Like, you get Halley back next year. They got young pieces. They just gave Naismith the bag. They should be better. Brooklyn will always be third on this list. I trust Washington. They got movable assets. They may move, and they should be able to be okay in the draft. I can't take a team that had 4 first-round draft picks and took 3 of them. And a team with 3 wins and 4 first-round draft picks, 3 are in the G League. Coming up next, we'll get into the fastest 4 minutes of basketball. We'll talk about James Harden exploding with a 55-point game. Nikola Jokic playing out of his mind. And we'll take a look at Aaron Gordon being out along with LaMelo drama after this commercial break. Welcome back to Pro Basketball Today, and it's time to get into the fastest 4 minutes of basketball talk, and that's your Final Four. And let's lead off with James Harden. James Harden has had a decorated career. James Harden, I said earlier on the show that if you asked me to start a team with a point guard in this generation, I'm taking Chris Paul over James Harden. James Harden had himself a game over the weekend. 55 points in 35 minutes. 17 of 26 from the floor. 10 out of 16 from three. 7 assists and 3 rebounds. And James Harden will always be able to put up tremendous stats. And it's not surprising that he's able to do this on occasion because of he's always been an ability to score. Now, he did struggle the next game at Cleveland, but that's on a second leg of a back-to-back, and you're going to expect that to happen sometimes. James Harden will always have tremendous stats. This is a guy that's had a fantastic career, a Hall of Fame career. But what's going to be measured with James Harden is, can he get a team to the finals? His own team. Remember, he went to the finals with Oklahoma City. And he's going to do his part. Kawhi hopefully gets healthy, but it's got to be on everyone else with Derek Jones Jr. out right now and obviously Bradley Beal out for the year. Other guys have to step up, the Batums, the Brook Lopez's, right, the John Collins's. They have to play better basketball for a team that's been a huge underachievement. You know what has not been underachievement? That's the best player in the world. And no, I'm not talking about SGA. That's Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic is on an absolute heater right now, scoring right this season at 30.4 points per game, 13 rebounds, and 10.8 assists. And it's amazing because when you look at Nikola Jokic, he had kind of gotten himself off to a slow start to begin the year. But that was partially because of that 50-point game that Aaron Gordon had, or it was the Jamal Murray had a big game. But these last 6 or 7 games, he's been putting up video game stats. His 62.8% from the floor would be the best in, I think, 3 or 4 years. His 41.8% from three would be a career high. So Nikola Jokic is playing at the level that we expect and that we think we're going to get out of him, out of a generational center that I've just never seen before. What a performance by Nikola Jokic for a Denver Nuggets team that doesn't have all great news. There's an injury to Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon, who has a grade 2 right hamstring strain, according to Shams, will be reevaluated in 4 to 6 weeks. Aaron Gordon was getting you about 18.8 points per game. Folks, that was a career high. He is such a junkyard dog. He's such a crucial figure for this organization, especially the fact that his uptick in scoring has gone up. Bruce Brown has to step up. Tim Hardaway Jr. has to keep doing what he's doing off the bench. Jamal Murray's got to be the Robin to the Batman of the Joker. And David Adelman has got to continue to be what I think is one of the best coach of the year stories in the NBA. Speaking of coaches, the New York Liberty has named a new head coach in Chris DeMarco. Chris DeMarco is an assistant with Golden State, really focused on player development and the defense. He's been part of all those championship teams. And Sabrina Ionescu actually reached out to Steph Curry about DeMarco. The Liberty are hoping to retain their I would call their core four, right? But there's a fifth piece we keep forgetting about, and that's Benajelani Hamilton, who missed all last season to an injury. And the Liberty have their big three of Jonquel, Stewie, and Ionescu back. And they retain Natasha Cloud and bring back Benajelani Hamilton. Kennedy Burke improved. They're going to be major players, and free agents are going to want to play for them. Let's get to our buzzer beater. The WNBA held their draft lottery on Sunday. And oh my goodness, the Dallas Wings done did it again, and they have the number one draft pick in the 2026 WNBA draft with Minnesota 2, Seattle 3. Now, everybody's going to think about AZ Fudd. Is she going to be the number one draft pick? We will find out who runs the Wings organization. Is it Kurt Miller or is it Paige Beckers? If Paige makes a call, she may go with AZ Fudd. But the play is our fam. You don't know about Owl Fam? Go look her up on social media. Go look at YouTube. 19-year-old from Spain, 6'6", block shots, runs the floor, rebounds, post up, inside, outside, pop the corn, serve the beer, and it can clean up the mess when you're done eating your meal. This lady is absolutely fantastic. Now, when you look at this also, number two pick, Minnesota, remember, they got the number two pick. I would then look for Olivia Miles to go two because that gives them a point guard. Seattle at three probably goes with AZ to play her in the backcourt with Skylar Diggins. This has been Pro Basketball Today, Episode 5. For all things sports, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. From our producer, Maddie George, who always does a fantastic job, thanks for always listening. And please remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.